This is KRDO's weekly Business Cast with Ted Robertson. The latest local business and financial news, along with information on the economy, employment, and more. Published every Friday at KRDO.com. Select the radio tab and click on podcasts.
A good morning to you. It's Friday, November 22nd. I'm Ted Robertson. This is your weekly KRDO Business Cast. In your headlines, a local tech company is in line for big incentives, and the vibes are very unhappy. And to your top stories, a local tech company could receive $550,000 in incentives. That's if it hits certain employment targets in the next few years. The software company known as BombBomb has told economic development officials that it plans to hire more than 180 employees over the next 4 years. That's led to the Colorado Economic Development Commission offering a $293,000 grant to the company, while the Downtown Development Authority is offering $250,000 over the next 4 years. The Springs is also offering the company sales and use tax rebates of around $14,000 if it hits smaller spending and hiring targets by the end of this year. And the Colorado Springs Vibes are not happy with Major League Baseball's proposal to reduce the minor league system's size. President and GM of the Vibes, Chris Phillips, says the proposal would take thousands of jobs away and severely hurt local-level businesses. He also called Major League Baseball's proposal an attack on communities and on minor league baseball. Major League Baseball wants to eliminate over 40 teams in the U.S., including those in Colorado and Montana. Major League Baseball and minor league baseball are currently negotiating. And the Salvation Army is asking for donations ahead of its annual Thanksgiving meal service. The organization says it especially needs donations of desserts for this year's dinners. Donations will be accepted at the group's Yuma Street location until Wednesday, and they're requesting that all items are store-bought as opposed to homemade. The trading week is winding down after there were fresh reports of a possible delay in the Phase 1 trade deal between the U.S. and China. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 55 points to finish at 27,766. The S&P 500 gave up 5 points to close at 3,104. And the NASDAQ fell 21 points to end the day at 85,06. Oil prices are down from their highest levels in nearly 2 months as investors doubt the Trump administration and China will arrive at any sort of trade deal this year. International benchmark Brent crude is down 33 cents a barrel to $63.64. West Texas Intermediate crude is down 39 cents to $58.19 a barrel. In automotive news, Tesla has unveiled its new all-electric pickup. CEO Elon Musk unveiled the Cybertruck at an event Thursday in Los Angeles. The new streamlined truck is shaped like a trapezoid. Musk said it may be less in demand than other Tesla models because of its unique design. All versions of the truck will come with Tesla Autopilot and will go 250 miles per charge. Production of the Cybertruck will begin in 2021 and will start at 39,000 of the vehicles. And a shock right before the busy Thanksgiving travel week. Frontier Airlines says it accidentally sent out emails Thursday to numerous passengers. It told them there had been a change to their upcoming flight. The emails didn't explain what the change was, but just told people to contact the rebooking hotline. Unsurprisingly, it was hard to get through with a deluge of calls coming in. The airline later explained the emails were sent out in error and that passengers can verify their upcoming trips on the airline's website. And that is your KRDO Weekly Business Cast for Friday, November 22nd. I'm Ted Robertson. Join me next Friday at 9 a.m. for the Extra Business Edition and your weekly business podcast only at KRDO News Radio.
You've been listening to KRDO's Weekly Business Cast with Ted Robertson. Get the latest local business and financial news, along with information on the economy, employment, and more. Published every Friday at KRDO.com. Select the radio tab and click on podcasts.